we first started out, it was during the height of the grunge excitement in the early 90s, and everything was really big sounding and sort of about white male low self-esteem, but really loud low self-esteem, which I was always suspicious of. Like, if you're really so feeling so horrible about yourself, why is your amp turned up to 11?
Yeah.
So what we started out as is sort of a reactionary gesture against the what we saw as the excess of American rock generally and grunge specifically. And so we decided to record an album and make it sound really puny. And we thought that would be the most subversive thing you could do in a country like the United States. In some ways, the sort of loud, like punk rock, crowd surfing, army boot in the side of a head of a girl, a little girl, yeah. The sort of might makes right scenario of a lot of American rock is just not that different than deforestation in Central America or Exxon having a lot of lawyers.
And welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, the podcast where we have comedians defend music they like. The people give them a little guff for enjoying. I am, of course, Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street, back for another weekend, joined as always by the Prince of Snarkness, the boy who cried Wolf of Dog Street, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
Good. Very happy to be here.
Hell yeah. We have a great guest today. Well, let's get right to him, Sam Evans.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want you to know, when I made the playlist for you today, my phone auto-corrected to Sane Evans, which is what I'm going to start calling you now. Finally, a sane
That's
candidate.
How I feel.
You're running, right?
That's how I describe my comedy to people. I'm like, sane. I'm the voice of sanity in this crazy time.
Before we get away from it, there's two things I want to talk about in that clip.
Yes.
The first one is...
And that was John McRae of Cake.
Yes. And that's kind of a line he says a lot about how they were felt like a reaction to grunge. The first thing I thought was funny that he says that it was low self-esteem loudly, which describes... all of comedy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, true. And then the other thing is he compares grunge music to two things, the deforestation of Central America and Exxon having a lot of lawyers is
yes.
the other one.
Famous some comparisons oddly. Of grunge.
Because you hear Nirvana and you're like, that sounds like a lot of lawyers.
I didn't hate it that much until like those comparisons. And yep. then I was like, all right, John McRae, why don't you just stop while you're...
Well, he's very obsessed with deforestation as something
right.
that's like...
That's right.
And it seems like he just really had to shoehorn that in when it had nothing to do with it. And then the interviewer just goes, that's exactly right.
yeah, that was... was good. So it's hard to find stuff on him, but people really don't like him from what I've found as a guy. Not like... Just as a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's kind of a prickly little pear.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading little stories about him from... I just searched, like, John McRae. Is it McRae or McRae, by the way?
I believe it's McRae.
I found this on Reddit. It was, I saw John McRae at a grocery store in L.A. yesterday. I told him how cool it was to meet him in person, but I didn't want to be a douche and bother him and ask for photos or anything. He said, oh, like you're doing now? I was taken aback, and all I could say was, huh? But he kept cutting me off and going, huh, 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 and closing his hand shut in front of my face.
Oh, my God.
I walked away and continued with my shopping, and I heard him chuckle as I walked off. When I came to pay for my stuff up front, I saw him trying to walk out the doors with, like, 15 Milky Ways in his hands without paying. The girl at the counter was very nice about it and professional, and she was like, sir, you need to pay for those first. At first, he kept pretending to be tired and not hear her, but eventually turned back around and brought them to the counter. When she took one of the bars and started scanning it multiple times, he stopped her and told her to scan them each individually to prevent any electrical interference, and then turned around and winked at me. I don't even think that's a word. After she scanned each bar and put them in a bag and started to say the price, he kept interrupting her by yawning really loudly.
So we can't verify that story. But if it's true, that is...
It's on Reddit, so...
That's insane.
And you're sane.
Truly an insane story.
That, I like how the story starts with him being a royal prick, and then it just delves into like, oh, he's insane.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a crazy person. Yeah. That is a good way to stop from having to pay for things, though. Just yawn. Oh, I'm so tired.
Did I steal it? I was sleepy.
Not to question the poster, but electrical and interference are definitely both words.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah. That was a miscue from I Am Dark Ridge.
Oh, my God. Well, you can't trust that.
yeah, there was a couple.
He seems like some other stuff I read about at concerts where he does a lot of stuff like, you guys are all robots. He's like kind of that kind of guy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what? That story might be fake.
Why oh, really?
Sorry. Somebody commented on it that they think it's that it's been said before about other celebrities.
Oh.
But you know what? We don't take sides. There's good guys on both sides of this this issue. yeah, there's still... oh, wait. There's another one here. First time getting to see a band that I grew up with. Totally idolized. I yell out one of my favorites, Come On, and the fuckers play it a few songs later. It meant a lot, even if it might have been in the set list. Anyway, I always tell it myself it wasn't. Later in the show, this is, again, John McRae. He starts looking around at the audience during another song and motioning for us to stand up and start dancing or whatever, getting incredibly agitated, like throwing a fit agitated, skipping parts of the song to show how mad he is about us sitting down. I'd love to have been down on the floor, but it was the size of a small living room, and they sold those seats to the 40-something-year-old rich dudes who were showing their 20-year-old girlfriends they're still hip. Nothing wrong with that. let's see. I guess that's the whole story, is that he was just being an asshole and like not singing full songs. Well, there you go.
I hate him.
Oh, you know what?
Let's just end the episode. Fuck this guy.
I do find it interesting though, because I mean, it's a sample size of one, but I went to see him when I was like pretty young, like 14 or so, and he was. To me, great. Like, he was like, we are here to and absolutely talks like he sings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was like, what do you want to hear? We are here for you.
And you are hailing Hitler.
Yeah, that was a weird move.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
But that's what he did, so.
You're lucky this is a podcast and nobody saw it, but I am recording. I do record everything in this apartment, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's my thing.
So we're talking about Cake, an infuriating band to search online.
Sure.
It's so annoying.
I told somebody we were talking about Cake later, and she goes, oh, I actually prefer Cupcakes. Like, she sincerely said that.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, God damn it.
I mean, I get they've been around since 91, so they weren't thinking about search engine optimization.
Sure.
And the bands they think about, like Live and bands like that, where it's just
right.
Like, so annoying mm-hmm. when you want to search them.
Yeah, it's very, very infuriating. Fun is another one, and they had the search engine.
Oh, they
thing.
Knew. Yeah.
Somebody
they
has a bit about that, about Chicago and then Chicago Transit Authority is there. That might be James Hamilton, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But just about how it's impossible to search them.
Yeah, anybody with like a city name as their band name or like, yeah. It's
Spoon.
Yeah. Spoon can get fucked.
Yeah. if you're doing it right.
I love Spoon. Oh, hell yeah. I heard they got a big, the lead man got a big crank on him. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ladies.
He's no underdog.
Spoon will give you the fork.
Spoon, right. More like hammer.
Give him that New York kiss.
What's that?
That's a Spoon song.
Oh, hell yeah. I love Spoon. Anyway, yeah, we are talking about Cake. Before we talked about this earlier, I think I think you were right. Before we get deep into this episode, we're gonna go to Jared quickly because Cake is one of those bands that we weren't sure if we should do because the bottle, we all pretty much like Cake here,
yes.
And so we were a little worried they might be not. You know, they didn't need to be defended.
Which yeah. some and people said in the Facebook.
Yes, yeah. But fuck you. You probably don't even listen to the goddamn show. but yeah, that's always annoying. But Jared solidified that we should do this by telling me. I texted him and said, hey, what do you think of us doing Cake? And he goes, they're in my they're in my Mount Rushmore of terrible bands. So here is a little voicemail from Jared Thompson.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's They Went to Jared. The boy's going to have a guest on defending Cake. I get it. You guys make fun of me for not liking anything. And obviously, you know, I probably like, you know, 2-3 times the number of bands or artists than most anyone you've ever had on the podcast, just with as much music that I like and listen to. But they're not covered on this sort of thing. So it just seems like that I hate everything, which is obviously not true. Having said that, I may have an irrational, although correct, hatred of Cake. Nothing makes my skin crawl in music more than hearing the singer of Cake just talk about his day, basically, like over music. And it's like, I'm completely baffled that this was ever accepted by anyone. Like, I can't. It actually reminds me, the only thing I can even think of is how baffled I am that the singer of Third Eye Blind was like allowed on the radio, like where he just can't sing, he just cannot carry a tune. And they just were like, well, there's nothing else. So they just put the songs on the radio. And I don't even know if Cake ever had like radio hits. I don't even really know. It seems like that they're always these like nasty, like middle to upper middle class white, like lacrosse players that listens to Cake. Or like you do get the occasional, like, I like, you know, some good music, but I also really like, you know, the average Cake fan is just not a good person. So, I don't know. Fuck, man. I'm thinking about having to hear, I don't even know if I can listen to this episode. Like, that's how little that I want to hear the songs of Cake. I hate everything about it. So, all right. Bye-bye.
That was Jared. That's pretty much what I thought was going to happen. I love that he says irrational, but right. Those don't, I don't think, go together.
Yeah. Also, he didn't explain why it's irrational.
It was more of a fan. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't explain. Yeah. But I think he was leaning more on the fan base than the. He said a little bit about the music and about, sure, how the guy talks about his day. I think we should go ahead and listen to a song real fast.
Sure.
Before,
just so people hear.
Really,
yeah,
quick, I just want to say, Sam, do you think you're a good person?
Yeah. What do you think?
I feel like I am.
Well, you thought wrong,
I feel like,
bitch.
I could avoid the general pronouncement of you're not a good person. Well. I feel like it at least be up for debate.
You'd be wrong. All right, here's the distance.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
Whoa, shit. Well, that was the distance.
Now we
reluctantly crouched.
Now we don't know if he's going to go the distance.
This is so weird. This cord is like affecting my phone. That's very strange.
No trophy, no flowers. All alone in a time of need. With the cup, but he's all alone.
Hire Tom to be your wedding DJ.
Look, I'll skip the parts you want to hear and get you to what you need to hear. This song was used in an episode of The Simpsons called Saddle Sore Galactica.
I didn't know
that's
that.
A fun fact, huh? I think that's the first place I heard it, maybe.
Really?
That seems very possible. Yeah, I remember them from. They were also in I think this movie Me, Myself, and Irene probably featured them.
I think so. Yeah.
What a fun song.
Yeah, I love it. It gets me pumped up every time.
Bass line's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love the background vocals in it. It's great. Yeah.
So that was him talking about his day.
Yeah, it's also, what kind of day is he having?
He is like, I think that that song and some of, I think that it's kind of a misconception that he only talks sings, because he does sing on other songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like songs like The Distance, he is just talking monotone, but it's not the only, it's more than one note. So like songs on Comfort Eagle, there's like Commissioning a Symphony in C and like Shadow Stabber, there he's like clearly singing notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I just like the sound of his voice, too.
Yeah.
He could talk like that just to, all the time to me.
Hey, Sam.
Hi. Out? How was your day today?
You're not a good person. That's what I think.
Can you imagine the guy from Cake Getting Married? just I do solemnly swear to care in sickness and in health.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, let's talk about your introduction to Cake. When did you get into Cake?
I think I always liked them because I thought that they were a cool college kids band, because it was definitely my older brother.
For
that's
sure.
That's why I liked them, was in college.
I had a buddy who was really into them, and I was like, who listens to... He liked Dishwalla and Cake.
Dishwalla, Counting Blue Colors.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember when Dishwalla blew America's mind, man? Because they said, tell me all your thoughts on God, because I might want you to see...
Her? And...
That's who I'm with.
Still? Damn. I tried to do a bit about that once where it's like, I wonder how fucked they got after shows for saying that. probably people lined up just like, yeah, God is a woman, and I'm going to fuck you. You said it, brother.
They see each other in the hallway, and they're like, it worked.
They're fucking idiots.
I can't believe it.
God's obviously a man. That's how he fucked this world up so bad.
They did a follow-up single called We Hoodwinked You, You Stupid Bitches.
You can't get your sex back.
Shout out to Dishwalla for being very searchable and doing nothing with
it. Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, Eiffel 65, Dishwalla. These are very searchable bands. Booba Stank. yeah, so you thought they were a college band. That's
I got to have that like cool feeling of like, yes, this is what college. I mean, I was like a sophomore, junior in high school. I was like, this is, I'm so cool that I'm listening to this, you know. Yeah,
it was definitely, it was different. It was on the alternative rock stations all the time in Chicago, at least.
Yeah,
I saw them at Lollapalooza, I remember, and I thought they were great.
Yeah.
That's funny, a lot of like the comments I've seen are kind of shitting on them live, and I remember having a really good time at the show, so I was confused by that.
I had an awesome time live. Also, people keep bringing up the fact that he gives away a tree, and it's like, that seems fine.
Yeah, does he just give away one tree? How does that work?
It's like they made it sound like it was either a raffle or like an auction of a tree.
Yeah, why is that bad?
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't get the they were like, oh, you have to carry the tree, and it's like, you probably probably don't.
Yeah, somebody said, leave it to a band to give their fans homework, fucking nerds. It's
what?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
They gave us our set list, and now we gotta frame it. Pieces of shit.
They gave me this tree and a cool story I'll remember forever.
What pieces of shit. There's a lot of comments on today's. I don't know if we should jump in this early, but let's do a couple though. This is interesting. Pat Sievert writes, I've seen a few discussions about whether they are ska or not. Always good to spark debate, and they cover obscure 70 songs they keep on giving. What do you think, ska or nah?
No, I think the
new
ska
segment.
Ska or nah? I would say 99.9% of music is going to fall into one category. Yes.
I'm playing it anyway.
Always do this, kid.
Ska or nah?
I think it's just pure. I think that's a pure trumpet-based assessment.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And it's just not ska. You know?
So many people make trumpet-based assessments on a day-to-day basis. I really think it's ruining this country.
That's a trumpet-based assessment. And
you're thinking
unfair
with your trumpet, brother.
Yeah, I don't think ska, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's even... Because ska is more like rhythmically like...
It's closer to punk. And Yeah.
That's not...
You would never skank to cake. You know?
Yes. That's a great point.
Which is a weird sentence to say.
Yes, it is. I got to look this up, unless you guys know what it is. Somebody wrote, cake is Louis C.K.'s band.
I think they were joking about the letters C
C.K.
and K.
What a stretch of a joke.
Yeah.
What...
Hey, guys, if you're going to do a joke on the thread, don't be a piece of
Jeremy shit. Jeremy Arroyo, explain yourself. Send me a message and explain if that is not the joke. But if it is the joke, what the fuck, man?
Well, I do think
Wait. No, cake shop. It's not looking like anything's coming up here when I search Louis C.K. and cake. So you're on thin ice, Jeremy.
I will say that in interviews, John McCrae can come off fairly masturbatory.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That was what I was hoping for. Terrible reaction.
Oh, sorry. Shit. The cats are trying to play.
I'll be honest. It took me too long to get it, and it shouldn't have. And I'm sorry. That's on me and not you.
Ben Kim writes, I was a smarmy guy when they came out, and even I found them to be insufferably too cool for school if They Might Be Giants wore fedoras. Well, Ben, we like They Might Be Giants on this show.
Yeah.
I think. I like them now.
They had a good episode.
I got into them, yeah.
Also, I think they're the opposite of... I think they're, like, so uncool that it makes them cool.
Well, there's nothing cool about Sacramento.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Except Lady Bird.
Lady Bird, yeah.
And he wore a trucker hat and aviator glasses. That's not cool.
No,
that's just, like, hiding from the world.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's cool.
Speaking of 2K in Sacramento, every time I play with the Sacramento Kings in NBA 2K and I win, I think to myself, that was for Lady Bird.
It's like a joke for just me that I shouldn't have said out loud.
One of my private moments.
Whenever I'm playing as the Kings in that game, I think, I will survive the fourth quarter. Let's hear I Will Survive.
That was the segue?
Really good.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Cats, get him.
At first I was a petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second
Spotify.
You'd be back to bother
me.
Oh, now go walk out the door. Break me with desire. Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive.
That's a great song. Better than the original.
Great song, great cover.
They did a Yo Is This Racist, the Earwolf show, about his liking this version better than Gloria Gaynor's version Racist.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, you're a bad guy. What do you think?
Yes, and I do.
I do. I mean, I think that it's a very 90s guitar sound, but I just love it. So I eat that shit up.
Yeah. The lead guitar sound always gets me on cake.
So
and it's
good.
Very similar song to song, and I don't care.
Yeah, sure. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And they always have cool bass lines. I don't know. There's fun musical stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, cake hits.
Get off the board, bud. I'm talking to Tommy.
He's crawling all over. It's crazy.
Quit crawling on the board, Tommy. you've changed ever since that Stranger Things monster hung out with you. Let's see. Here it is. In 96, Cake released a cover of Gloria Gaynor's song, I Will Survive. Although it was a hit among Cake fans and reached number 38 on the U.S. Modern Rock Track charts, Gaynor called it her least favorite version of the song.
Oh, really?
Gaynor didn't like how Cake changed some of the original lyrics to make it more fucking profane. I added fucking to make her quote more profane. that's got to be a bummer.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
to have somebody say that it's your least favorite cover. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
That used to be when I was like first getting into karaoke as like a 12-year-old. That was my go-to, like bring down the house. I will, not the Cake one, the Gloria Gaynor one.
But, oh, sure.
And she said it was actually her favorite version. More than her own, which I thought was weird. This chubby 12-year-old kid. She just
I like how he somehow makes it less profane.
Yeah, yeah. She ran so that you could fly. let's see here. Larry Fulford writes, Mexico is still a chill-ass song you can throw on and feel chill as fuck if you're having a bad day.
That's absolutely true.
That's not on your playlist, right?
It's not on my playlist, but it is a great cut. In fact, I had forgotten about Mexico and listened to it before I came here today.
I had a great time today going back to the Cake albums. There's three albums of theirs that I like genuinely really like.
Yes, and you can play them through. They're great. That's the thing. I don't listen to them all the time, but at least once, maybe even twice a year, I'll like have a day or two where I'm just in a Cake mode.
Yeah, for sure. I hadn't done it in a long time, so it made me very happy. Yeah, Comfort Eagle, Fashion Nugget, and Prolonging the Magic, I think are all great albums.
Yes.
I would stand by any of those three.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny Gallegos writes, a band that makes average white dudes kind of good at karaoke.
Okay.
Got your ass.
Danny, so I feel like I could say this because I know you personally. You pick the song and I will blow you out of the water in karaoke.
Damn!
That's my gauntlet being thrown.
I love
I'm so
it.
Sorry. You're really nice.
She's fine. Alex Fasella writes, they're great live, but they auction off. Oh yeah, he's he said they auction off a tree every show, and it's fucking torture.
Is it fucking torture?
Is it?
I'll Alex? Tell you what's fucking torture, Alex. The planet being deforested.
Yeah.
Damn it. I fucked it up at the end.
Oh no.
Deforested. Fuck.
We'll edit it.
We won't.
Hey, tell me all your thoughts on the forest, because I'm on my way to see her.
I'm
going to
fuck
her.
Tommy after this.
Hell yes. I'm back.
Oh, hello. Hey, how's it going? Let's see. Zachary Boyce writes, Fashion Nugget is a dope-ass album. Also, that cartoon Mission Hill used the song Italian Leather Sofa for their theme song. I don't know Mission Hill. Do you guys?
No.
Never heard of this show.
It's one of those good white nationalist cartoons.
So, Sam, tell us about it.
Damn it.
You stupid piece of shit. Let's hear another song here. Let's go to Opera Singer on Comfort Eagle.
I am an opera singer. I stand on painted tape. It tells me where I'm going and where to throw my cape. I call my co-star's brother. I call my co-star's name. I play both good and evil parts. I sing to Verdi's grave. And every single morning by 10 a.m. I'm dressed. My rehearsals last for hours and hours with diligence. Some people, they call me monster.
It's a great song.
That's another counter argument to the that he talks through every song.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
clearly singing.
That's probably him at his most melodic. I
yeah,
think it's a great.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And also, he's clearly not talking about his day,
yes.
Jared.
I well, that's
see,
for debate.
I would
maybe he
opera.
Went to the opera
with him in it.
Let's see. Sunday Driving writes, this song is about, as Abstraction said, I guess that's another user, about prima donna types in fields of art, such as ballet, obviously, where the prima donna term comes from.
It's this filled guy with- sucks. I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah. Let's see. Wonderful song. I love the riffs and drum line. Mm-hmm. There was more, but this guy doesn't need a voice. Sunday Driving. Getting a wreck, bitch. we have so many Facebook comments. I thought that this was Jared, so it blew my mind. There's a guy named Justin Thompson on my things. It's another guy talking about the trees and bitching about it.
Yeah, everybody that mentioned the trees apparently is mad about it, and that blows my mind.
Wait till they see Groot.
Yeah. It's like if they did something else nice. Like, they make you a big deal out of, like, giving books to this school in Africa, and it's so fucking stupid.
It's so smarmy. let's see here. Chad Dinnick writes, Cake is great. I only know a few songs in middle school. I only knew a few songs in middle school, but have scooped up their catalog. As an adult, very poetic lyrics, sometimes fun, sometimes sad, always beautiful. That's how I describe Tommy. and the best part about Cake is if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. Well, you could say that about anybody, Chad. It's funny, now when you say Chad, it sounds like an insult.
Like you're talking about the yeah, Chad surgery?
Which I am getting. That's yes. what all the Patreon money is going to. Is me and Tommy are getting the Chad surgery. Yep. it's going to be good. So, hey, if you see us with some tight-ass jawlines, dude, the podcast is going to sound very different.
Wasn't it weird that that was all based out of Indiana, your home state?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot the about doctor. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird because people, you shouldn't want to look like people in Indiana. Yeah, that's probably why case. It's there. It's like everybody in Indiana is like, we should probably fix it. let's see. Sean Wilkinson writes, I'll repeat what I said on the Ben Folds post, and he said he was going to see Ben Folds and Cake on tour, and his 19-year-old self would be very jealous. David Rader writes, when Fashion Nugget came out, I remember a lot of critics saying that their cover of I Will Survive was a mean-spirited joke because the singing was monotone, as though anybody would go through the trouble of coming up with a totally new arrangement of a classic just to be assholes. Friend is a four-letter word, still shreds.
Yes, I like that song a lot.
A lot of people said that. Shalewa commented on here somewhere. She said that she was really into it, or more into it than she wanted to be, or something like that.
Oh, Shalewa, didn't she? She and Sean also brought up the All Right,
yes.
which is a staple of Cake songs that we haven't covered yet.
We should edit their songs and make it Alt Right.
Alt Right.
And then we can play it at your little rally, Sam.
Yeah, let me tell you, as a bad guy, I love these. I love these edits.
Hey, there were bad guys on both sides too. Why don't we ever talk about that?
Great point.
yeah, Shalewa writes, oh no, I like them more than I came to admit. And then she wrote Cornette Solo. That's great.
A lot of people talked about the vibra slap, which was a term I'd not, it's a name of an instrument. Can we look it up and just
what
see?
Is it?
Vibra slap is something he plays.
Yeah, I saw like a meme about that.
I don't know what it actually is.
I thought it was vibra. Something your mom kept in her bedside saying.
You sick fuck. Our moms are clean women, you say. How dare you? Oh, it's this little, it's like the tong thing. I wonder if we can just hear it. The problem is if I like pull up that, it's not going to work. But hey, you know what they say about the vibra slap. If you know, you know.
what if you edited that?
The clip song is about that.
To
yeah.
just put the backing track. If you know, you know.
yeah, so that's it. It's that you see it.
No,
if,
I
at
actually
home,
think
Google
I know what
up.
It is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what noise it. Oh, I know what noise it is. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so hard to imitate. Yeah, like a.
Yes. Yeah, that's closer.
That's
yeah.
it. That's it.
yeah, it's an impossible sound to imitate.
It's that instrument that's like. Near, 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 near.
It's not it.
Oh, is that it?
You know that instrument that just sounds like all of the B-52s?
Fiber slap, baby. Fiber
slap. Well, it's got in a bar. He was singing on the beach with a vibra slap.
Yeah. Also, that's an interesting point. At least the guy from Cake talks sings normally. He doesn't talk like an idiot sing.
I'm from the bee.
The famous Cake B-52's rivalry continues.
Hell yeah. I was worried it was going to come up, but I'm holding Tommy and Sam back from each other. Yeah, there's Aaron Sutherland writes, they do a great cover. We know that. Let's see here. Bobby Buds. I'll just end the sentence right there. He writes, imagine being in your 30s and having Cake be one of your favorite bands, LMAO.
Fuck you, Bobby.
Do you know Bobby Sam?
No.
Oh, wait,
no,
shit.
I do. I know he's been mugged. Yeah, and I'm glad, you fucking bitch.
Alrighty.
Damn. Going in on the man. Bill Gewurz writes, Frank Sinatra's a great song. Brian Oberlin writes, Wikipedia lists one of McRae's instruments as vibra slap. That's like listing triangle or cowbell. I do love this band, though. Damn.
And that does make sense now that we figured out what it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, now for sure.
Frank Sinatra was used in The Sopranos, which I thought was very cool.
Really?
Yeah. It was very out of character for The Sopranos to use that song. Yeah.
Did Tony walk in and he was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like Paulie's favorite song. Don, you gotta hear this. This guy's talking about his day.
Wait, I need to read this. Andy Wood commented a link to a Billboard article that says Cake scores lowest selling number one album in SoundScan history. What the hell does that mean? How do they do what? Sales at the top of the Billboard 200 continue to slide as the number one debuting set from a rather unlikely band sold 44,000 copies, according to SoundScan. Meanwhile, Britney Spears' Hold It Against Me makes a sizzling debut atop the digital song chart with four. So I guess that this was like the end of album selling it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that cool ass pun from Britney Spears?
The what?
If you say you like my body, will you hold it against me or whatever?
Shit.
If I say I like your body, will you hold it against me? That whole thing.
Wait, what is that?
That was what that song was, that Britney Spears song.
Okay. She stole that. That fucking bitch.
Oh, no.
I've been watching Fleabag, and I was just on the scene where they're all screaming slut. That show is great.
Yeah, oh, it's really great.
I was behind the times. Watch Fleabag, watch The Boys.
It's such a good, quick watch, too.
I know. I love it. In fact, as soon as this episode's over, I'm going to watch it.
You on S2?
I just started S2. I accidentally watched episode 1 of S2 because I was supposed to wait and watch it with Antonia, and it just started playing, and I realized rather quickly that it was season 2 because it jumps in time.
Yeah.
And I just let it keep playing.
You're really taking the accountability. I started playing. My hands were tied. Hey,
I had no control.
Trying to cover your eyes.
I tried, but the cats were holding my hands down. Watch, bitch.
And peeling your eyelids open.
Let's hear Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Vibra slap.
That was it.
Yeah. That's the vibra slap.
We should get one of those for the pod.
Hell yeah.
That would be really fun.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility. A short skirt and a long jacket. I want a girl with good dividends. At Citibank, we will meet accidentally. We'll start to talk when she borrows my pen.
I like that song.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
I do love their lyrics, too. I think their lyrics are so fun and
good.
That's
such a fun song.
Yeah.
I will say, for a man who seems very anti-corporation. He does name drop Citibank name for no reason.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I bet he got a nice little wad of cash on that one.
It's weird how he sings the word wink right after.
Citibank, wink, wink.
Thanks for
the
check.
He makes the vibra slap go cha-ching.
I don't think you understand the vibra slap.
It's like ding, ding, dong.
It's the NBC.
Is that not how they make it? That's all it plays. What do you guys think about a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket?
I'm into it.
I like it too.
I don't think I've ever met one.
I think I.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, when you do, you'll know.
Yeah.
Talk about what you want women's bodies to look like.
Oh, I'm glad. That's really why I'm here today. Listen, as a bad guy.
Okay, the cat turned off the podcast.
I'm really mad. I was about to say cunt a whole lot.
Well, you still have your chance, luckily. What was I going to say about that song? Oh, it reminds me a lot of that Weezer song that's like, I want a girl who laughs at all my...
Who laughs at all my...
Yeah, that's it.
Did not age well.
Yeah, it does not.
Yeah.
I sang that horribly, and I forgot the lyrics, but still pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It is a good song. Subtitle, Wildly Possessive.
Oh, yes. Shit. Yeah, it did not age well. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a lot of guff for saying that from the Weezer heads.
Speaking of aging well, the drummer of Cake was a pedophile.
Is that true?
Was he really?
One of their drummers. So they've been around for 20 years, but their drummer from 2001 to 2004 was an actual pedophile.
Well, that was a different time.
I was just about to be like, that's one thing you could say for Cake. They age really well. It's like, well, mostly they did.
Yeah.
I would say to look it up, but it is a very disturbing story.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, most pedophile stories.
That's not one of the funny ones.
Not usually happy endings.
You're looking for an uplifting.
One of the slapstick.
I want to point out that Jared didn't know anything about that, so that can't weigh into his argument.
Okay. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Shit, he didn't even know that. Maybe he did, and he just forgot about it. Let's see. Colin from NH writes, which I assume is New Hampshire, writes, I think
or
that
no
the
homo.
Singer... Pause. That's why the cat paused the podcast. That's the way that the cat says pause. He writes, I think that the singer wants someone who is smart but also likes to have fun.
Oh,
nice. Cool, Colin.
Good call, idiot.
You fucking dumbass. Hey, Colin, I hope you find the podcast, you piece of shit.
That might be Colin Powell.
Oh, shit. I think that the singer wants someone who is smart but also likes to have fun and also supports the war in Iraq. Let's see. There's an exaggerated lyrical song. This is an exaggerated lyrical song that is simply about finding the right girl. It is about how men look for particular women with certain details about them. Sometimes these details can be as particular as having a short skirt and a long jacket.
That was written by an alien.
Men want to enjoy.
Yeah, it says Alf from Mars.
That's where my buddy John Carter's from.
Lead singer John McRae told Rolling Stone about the line, I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. I think it was inspired by seeing somebody with those two oppositional gestures. And that's sort of what the song is about. Directly oppositional forces housed within the same mechanism or personage. I saw this woman as trying to arrive at balance. The skirt going up and the jacket going down and the forest being deforested.
That sucks.
Wait, is that John McRae talking about it?
Yeah.
Not the head, but
I want my Kenny to be deforested.
Fucking got his ass.
Kenny DeForest, past guest.
I think what I'm finding is that I love Cake as long as I don't have to hear John McRae describe his music or his art.
Sure. Let me see if we have any other... We're already pretty deep into this show, which is fun. Let's see. Well, real quick, have you gotten guff for liking Cake?
I'm sure I've gotten from people being like, ugh, this is so boring.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that's the one knock on the... I mean, I'll cop to it. Like, they have three albums that sound mostly the same. And
yes.
I mean, I'm not mad about it at all. But...
There is a song of theirs I hate. Maybe we could play.
What is it?
I hate No Phone. Even though it is.
Yeah, No Phone's not great.
But I just, it always, that song really bugged me for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
No Phone. Is it because it reminded you of your phone getting stolen?
Yes.
Here is No Phone. Well, ironic.
There's two contradictory ideas.
Oh, shit.
I hate everything about it.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I think I like this.
I actually think I like the backing track, but yeah, the lyrics. But, and just his vocal line. I just want to be alone today. No phone, no phone. So what I was going for, really, was like, you know how Kevin...
Continues to this day.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, that sucked. I just don't. I thought I remember the. But yeah, I did not like. I don't like that. No phone.
Yeah, yeah. They really could have just rewritten the vocals and the lyrics, and it would have been maybe a good song.
It would be great if he wrote that after getting prank called. Like the prank anchors got him, and he was like, "Fuck this."
God. I wonder how many people were pissed. Is that true? Yeah. I was about to say
it's getting rebooted.
I liked Crank Anchors.
I never watched it.
Really?
Crank Anchors is getting rebooted?
Yeah, it's true.
Really?
It's pretty crazy. I was actually really into it when I was younger. It had some of my favorite moments, you know?
I never really watched it.
Oh, you're going to watch it, all right. I'm going to fucking make you watch it. I'm going to hold you down with the cats. And
you guys want to hang out tonight? Nah, I got to watch like 4 episodes of Crank Anchors. Tom's going to quiz me tomorrow.
Hey, if you want your kids back. Josh Beck writes, they played my college in 06. We were all pretty pumped until the lead singer immediately berated the crowd for stealing music and told us that everyone owed him a sandwich. He kept making remarks like, now here's one you probably haven't heard because it's new, and you are all thieves. In between songs and random vibra slaps. Seemed like a swell dude. I think that is sarcasm.
Maybe that was the deal. Like, you give him a sandwich, he gives you a tree. That's the exchange rate.
Random vibra slap sounds like some kind of slur. This fucking random vibra slap
was. How was the party last night? A bunch of random vibra slaps.
Also, I mean, that is very rude, but I do think it's really funny for a guy to look at a crowd of people and be like, you all owe me a sandwich. That's hilarious.
Oh, fuck. Matt Alonzo Morning writes, I know that Jared hates them more than he hates most things, so his segment will probably be long enough that this will have to be a 2-part episode. Let's see here. John Stiggle writes, let's face it, Jared has strong likes and dislikes. O'Keefe says that Mike O'Keefe writes, their cover of I Will Survive is absolute dog shit.
Damn.
Wait, is Mike O'Keefe a stage name for Gloria Gaynor? let's see. Anya Blue Ivy Volds writes, got stood up at their concert by the guy who took my virginity a few weeks prior. He's dead now. Unrelated. Well, how do we know it's unrelated? I think we need to check.
Oh, God.
I think that guy didn't love her or cake, you know?
Tim McLaughlin writes,
certainly didn't like I Will Survive. The guy's dead.
That's good.
He did like No Phone. He doesn't have a phone now.
Can't take it with you.
God, I hope you can't. Wouldn't it be weird if we had phones in heaven?
Oh, God.
And I know
phones in heaven.
And I know there'll be no more phones in heaven.
Did you get my text?
Oh, no. When I called you in heaven.
There'll be no minutes in heaven. It's nights and weekends.
Sucks.
Oh boy, Instagram would suck in heaven. Just everybody putting different filters on clouds. And I'm not talking about the clouds that you're used to. I'm talking about the heavenly clouds.
You're talking about smoking weed?
No, I'm saying like not like the phone, like the iCloud.
Because okay. I'm ripping a bong right now.
What if angels did hang out on clouds, but it was like data clouds? It was just pictures of you. All right, let's move on. Heather Maruli writes, gross men always love cake.
Uh-oh.
That's the last
Sam,
one.
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah, bad guy.
All right, I'll read one more because he's a Patreon subscriber. Tim McLaughlin writes, I'm going to have my cake and listen to. And then he wrote, and is that funny?
No joke.
All right, that's enough of Facebook. Let's hear another song. And not that no phone song. God damn it. That was bad. All right. Let's hear Stick Shifts and Safety Belts.
A little honky tonk action.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. What happened here? Is it not working?
You gotta push the track up.
Oh, my bad.
Stick shifts and safety belts. Bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. But when we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in the bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
What do you think about that, Sam?
That line?
Yeah, that line.
I like it.
America first, buddy.
That is the only song in history that took down bucket seats.
That's true.
That's right.
About time bucket seats get canceled. Yeah, that was a song. Why that song, Sam?
Well, it just puts me in a good mood every time.
You like it?
Yeah, it's silly, kind of dumb.
It is kind of silly.
Yeah.
It is a little dumb.
You hate it?
We'll talk about it later.
You can talk about it now, man. You're on a podcast where you should talk about it.
That one didn't do it for me so much.
Yeah, I kind of hate it.
Yeah, Mac Man, what do you think about that one?
I don't hate it. I'm in between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're an in-betweener?
I'm an in-betweener.
All right,
what if he wrote a follow-up song called My Wife Was Decapitated in the Car Wreck?
Remember Hereditary?
No, no.
It was like that.
I should play that at the beginning of Hereditary.
Stick, shift, sand. Hail, payment.
I loved Hereditary.
Me too.
I haven't seen it yet, but I do know the reference because... I feel like we've talked about it on the show before. All right, let's hear Sheep Go to Heaven.
I'm not feeling that great. I'm not catching on fire today. Love has started to fade. I'm not going to smile today. I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay. And the grave digger puts on
the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh no, sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
Man. I guess Steph Curry going to hell.
You think he's the goat?
Oh, I don't think so. Probably LeBron, I guess. Mm. What do you think about the logic of that song there, Sam? You think that's true?
What,
about sheep and goats?
I don't know. I was sitting here, actually, to be honest with you, seeing if I could really understand the lyrics for the first time.
And it's definitely intentionally nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's like, I think the chorus of sheep go to heaven, goats go to heaven is just like not vague enough where you're like, ah, but maybe there is meaning
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
No.
Well, the people on songfacts.com.
No, I can't wait to hear this bullshit.
Beg to differ. They beg.
Please let me differ.
Please. Please.
Sir. Please.
I must.
Have mercy. Let me differ. let's see. The song always reminded me of death, with Gravedigger puts on the forceps. Pretty obvious. The stonemason does all the work, tombstone.
Ah.
The barber will give you a haircut, cutting the hair of the dead / making them look nice before burial. The carpenter will take you out to lunch.
Is that Jesus Christ?
Coffin, it says. Okay. I think it's about the singer.
<He's a carpenter.
laughs>
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Beg to differ.
I think it's about the singer coming to terms with the death of someone he loved and wondering what happened to them.
That's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. Colin from Earth might
Wait,
be
Colin,
the same one.
Colin from NH has downgraded himself. He hates New Hampshire now.
He says, you guys have the right idea, but seem to be missing some very blunt Christian/pagan imagery. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Jesus was a carpenter. Wait a second.
No.
And the good sheep will dine with him in heaven. Conversely, Pan was the Greek half-man, half-goat, deity of wine and revelry, and the namesake of the panpipes. The singer is making it plain he wants to have a good time like a goat-legged pagan party god, and doesn't care for being a good sheep. Interesting.
That's kind of where I thought it was
yeah,
going.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense. I don't like how Colin talks about it. You guys have the right idea, but you're missing something. You don't fucking know, Colin. Let's see. Because goats have cloven feet, they were considered unclean. The lyrics, I just want to play on my panpipe. I just want to drink some more, me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying, so you might as well have a good time. Indicate that you can't help whether or not you're born with cloven feet, so don't worry about it and have a good time. Now, Tommy, you have cloven feet.
I was born with wiki feet. Saved on my desktop.
I wonder what our wiki feet ratings are. Everybody gets one, right? All right. Well, that is the playlist. We're coming right up at an hour. We should wrap this bad boy up.
All righty. Sam, what are your final thoughts?
We kill you at the end of the show.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's amazing no one's caught on to this yet.
I don't know. I think they're good. I like them. I still
strong
like
statement.
Them. Yeah. It's not hard to do. I think if you think that cake is boring, then you don't like simple, good things.
Sure.
That's what I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy?
I like cake. I like. I pretty much like all these songs. Mm-hmm. I was really enjoying listening to them today because I hadn't in a long time. They're not someone that like I still listen to like some other bands I liked when I was younger, but I enjoyed getting into it again. And I think that they have a lot of great guitar parts, a lot of great bass lines, and I like his voice, like the way he sings. I'm gonna go 5 out of 6. Sorry,
yeah. That's a score from the Mac Man. Oh, yeah, you'll be doing this too. Yeah, because it's 6 songs.
Oh, sure.
I enjoyed this a lot. I had a good time listening to Cake today. They're not somebody who I go back to ever, and it was fun. It was a good time. I really enjoy Short Skirt, Long Jacket. I love their rendition of I Will Survive. I'm going to go 4.5. I'm going to go 4.5 out of 6. I had a good time with this. It was a very fun time. Hey, call me a bad guy if you want. All right, Jer Bear. All right. Sam, what do you rate this playlist out of six?
It's a 6 out of 6. I made the playlist.
It's about time. It's been a while, I feel like, since the guest has given a perfect score.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason we have dumbass guests on.
You made the playlist.
That's what we say. Yeah. But, hey.
That reflects a lack of self esteem. Somebody's true. Like, I don't know. I'm a piece of shit, so it's probably a 3 out of 6.
Yeah. Do you have anything you would like to promote? This comes out tomorrow.
If you're in Boston, I'll be...
I think I'll go to Boston.
God damn it. We stand, Augustana.
Go. I'll be at Nick's Comedy Stop on Saturday, and I'll be at Woo-ha-ha Comedy Club on Thursday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be
Nick's
around...
Comedy Stop together once.
Doing spots.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah. No comment.
It is where Aaron Hernandez was the night he got arrested.
That's true.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
They told us that, and then they said, don't talk about it on stage.
Yeah. There was also a DJ set up, taking up, I'm going to say, 4/5 of the stage.
Really?
Yeah. This Knicks, you said?
Yeah.
It turns into a club right after the show. Yeah.
Really?
It might be a different venue now. Apparently, it's moved around a bit.
So the emphasis is Knicks, comedy, stop.
Damn. All right. Well. We don't
see him there.
If you like that,
I will be in DC at the Big Hun next month. Go to that. I'm sure I've got some other. I need to look at my calendar, but I'll also be in Mexico City coming up for a Pepsi thing. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Citibank.
Is that like a little joke about you're going down there to do coke?
No. I'm doing Pepsi. Tommy, you got anything you want to say?
My weekly show in New York is coming back next week, Tuesday the 27th. Our first show back, we have Chris Gethard and Gary Goldman on, so it's going to be a banger. So come
That's
to
great.
That.
Shit. All right, check out the Patreon, too. We appreciate it. It helps us out, and it pays for our Chad surgery. Hey, you want us to be hunks and get all those Insta likes? Get on the Patreon, baby. All right. Keep it crispy. Bye.